continue with a prayer song and just was just thinking in the witch old grandfather, and as part of these ceremonies of gratitude for the water, he did a prayer for the whole night from sunset to sunrise, and something really interesting, you know, he's actually, I have the opportunity to meet, you know, many different medicine people and be part in ceremonies, and some of them are really, really incredible. But he is like the funniest of all. He's just really funny. And this is really amazing to see, you know, this old man, and this, you don't know if he has like 5 years old, or this is like a little kid, and this, you know, old body, and it's just really amazing. And but also when he gets into his medicine, it's the power of the energy that emanates is really incredible. And he was doing something that it was just really interesting. About 4 o'clock in the morning, he took two empty cans of beer, just have one of his helpers to cut them in half, and just put the four, you know, little cups in there, and just start putting corn, a little bit of soda, like Fanta or something like that in it, and it's kind of sort of like making this funny soup, and put up some of the beer, and grab some chocolate, and start putting some chocolate. I was like, I hope he's not going to like be passing that around. And then he put some candles in it, and this makes me very, very funny, very interesting thing. And then, you know, he's singing and speaking in Wichol. I have my Manuel, who is my compadre, I'm the godfather of his daughter, and through him is that we've been doing all this work, and he speaks Spanish well, so. I was telling him, this was happening. And he's telling me, oh, okay, yeah. What is going on is that we're going to come into the most important part of the prayer ceremony. So what he does is that he feeds the evil spirits first. And grabs their food, and you will ask the helpers to put them far away. So all of them will go out and go and eat their food there, so they will leave us alone, and we can do our job. And it was just really great. You know, I could imagine the little monster is like, really interesting, and something that he was saying is that you know, there is a space for everyone. You know, we're not like, you know, kicking them out or like bad, and nothing like that. We're just okay. You know, this is for you, and you have your place. We have your place. We're all good. You know, and there's something about that. I like, I don't know why it just came, but it's just that shift in perception, you know, and I think that's one of the most important things, and what happens when we break the mold and get out of the box and are willing to continue to follow our heart and whatever our heart is taking us, because it will help us to change, and the change, it doesn't happen outside, it happens inside. The change is a shift in perception, and the true shift in perception can only happen through experience, not through something you read, not through somebody, something that somebody told you. It can only happen with an experience. Okay? So you have the experience and suddenly something shifts inside of you. And when that perception changes, when you meet the same thing in your life outside, you will look at it with different eyes. And when that perception shifts, you meet that in a different way. And maybe something that in some point was just terrifying for you because it's shifted your perception of it, it doesn't have any more power. So it's a good thing. It helps us to question a little bit the things that have power over you, over me, over our lives. And how it is true. Maybe we don't know how we're going to do it. Maybe we don't know how our perception about it is going to change. But if we trust in our hearts, if we believe that we deserve the life that we believe we deserve, and are willing to say, okay, I'm going to jump in, I'm going to give my all, I'm going to, you know, show up, it usually happens. So in this prayer song, we're going to invite the grandfather and the grandmothers just to come and sing for us. And it's so great that you came. So how many months are you pregnant?
6 minutes.
Oh, yes. How's it been doing?
Yeah.
It's great. So many times that I have the opportunity to play for pregnant women, and sometimes you know, there's some places that I go and she comes for the first time, is pregnant. The next time I come, is the baby. And it's just so amazing how you respond to the sound and the vibration. And so many times, it's so funny, you see the baby just totally like, really dancing, or like when I'm passing the didgeridoo, you just grab on the bell and just like, you know, I'm going to go back to that. We love it. So, yeah, we'll see. I hope you come back and sometime with your child.
I will.
This song is for you, and it's so great. Again, just meeting these people, meeting the grandfather, it's just that joy, you know, the simplicity of life. And I'm so grateful that we still have people like that, you know,
yeah.
That still live simply, that are so, like, you know, they sacrifice a cow for, you know, for gratitude and to invite the whole village to celebrate the water. And there's something so incredible is that they bring the cow the night before and they pray for her the whole night. And they dress her with flowers, and the medicine man is helping the soul of this being to leave her body. Mm-hmm. And with appreciation for her sacrifice and her offering to feed the people. And you see them, like, everything they do is just filled with appreciation for the simple things, you know. And it's so great to see the little kids. And the next time you come, I will have the album ready. But it's so fun to see, you know, the 3-year-old girls carrying, you know, a 1-year-old baby, and just like, just the connection, you know, that they have. And again, it's so great that there are people that reminds us that's who we are, the keepers of the wisdom, knowledge. So